Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hi, my name is Katie Leeson and I'm Managing Director of Social Chain UK, and welcome to my podcast, I Shouldn't Say This, But. This episode is incredibly personal and has taken quite a lot of courage for me to get here, but having experienced it in the last few weeks, months and years and trying to do a little bit of research on this topic, I felt like it would be amiss of me not to share my own experience to potentially help others who might be going through the same. And the thing I want to talk about is my situational depression and also me being prescribed antidepressants and my journey as I've gone through that, because I am now coming off them. And I think it's just the right time. So the first thing that triggered it for me, that made me really want to do this podcast, the first thing that triggered it for me was I got a memory that popped up on my Facebook, and it was a picture of me and a few of the girls from work when we went to see the Spice Girls at the Etihad 2 years ago. Like, the last 12 months don't even feel like it was a year. But anyway, 2 years ago, and the picture is all of us dressed up. I'm there as Posh Spice. The rest of the girls are dressed up as the rest of the Spice Girls. And I looked at the picture and thought, that person, that version of Katie, was a very different person than what I am now. And it made me look back on the journey that I have been on in the last 2 years and how much I've learned from going through something that was really very tricky. So 2 years ago, just over 2 years ago, I experienced a miscarriage. I won't go into that because there is an episode on that and I don't want that to be the focus of the thing. But in the following months past the miscarriage, I really struggled with the grief, as well as a relationship breakdown, as well as me trying to cling on to some normality and a bit of stability. And everything around me just seemed to be very unstable, shall we say. In the months after my miscarriage, I was dealing with a lot of instability, relationship breakdown, trying to deal with grief, trying to cover up, actually, because I didn't actually talk to work for a long time before I felt like I could do. I don't really know why. I think I was trying to just carry on like normal and pretend everything was okay. And I was trying to deal with it all on my own. And that sent me down quite a dark hole. And I just remember it was around the Easter time that I went to meet my friend for lunch, and I sat down at lunch and I just burst out crying. I'd actually been to the gym in the morning. And then, excuse me, because my memory just jumps around a little bit. But I'd been to the gym in the morning, and Steph, my PT, had taken pictures. We do sort of check-ins and weight, and then she takes pictures just to see how I'm improving. And the picture of my face on that day when she took, it was just a face of sadness. I remember looking at that picture thinking, oh, I think she said it, you just look so sad. And then I went for lunch with my friend, and I was off work. I'd taken a few days off work, and I sat down and I just sat and cried over lunch. And my friend just said, "You need to take time off work. You can't look after everyone else and deal with everyone else's problems and try and be a support for everyone when you can't do it for yourself." And it was that turning point, I think, that she gave me that chat, that I realised that I needed some help. I wasn't sleeping properly. I wasn't eating properly. I really struggled to get out of bed. And another thing at that point, I went to see Take That with my friends. Love Take That, such a Take That child. And we went for Pizza Express beforehand, and I just sat in Pizza Express and cried in the middle of the day as well. There was a lot of tears in public places. And I spoke to my mum, and my mum said, "I think you need to go to the doctors. I think you need to go and see what they will say." And I really didn't want to. I didn't want to go on medication. I didn't want to put something in my body. I wanted to try and fix it myself, but it had got so bad that I had no choice. So went to the doctors, they put me on sertraline, and I started to take it, and it was very, very odd. I couldn't sleep. They made me feel a little bit weird. It took a little bit of time for me to start feeling like myself again. But then going back to that picture of the Spice Girls, it was then that I'd been taking those tablets for a couple of months, and it was the beginning of me feeling a bit more like myself again, but not just like myself, but the new version of myself. And I just remember that that point was the first time I'd felt joy in a long time and happiness, because up until that point, I just felt numb. There was just nothing in me. And that going to see that concert was the moment when I first felt like it was like happiness again. And that was the beginning of a journey that I went on that brought me back into being the sparkly, bubbly person who cares about fun and laughter that I am now. I wanted to talk about it because I was so dead against going on antidepressants in the first place, because I felt like it was defeat. I felt like I'd not done enough. And when I gave into them, I didn't know what they'd do. I was a bit scared about how they'd change me or what impact they'd have on me. And honestly, I can't believe the difference that they've made in me. That summer after we went to see the Spice Girls, I just went on holiday. I just took every opportunity and went on every holiday I could. Went to Ibiza with the Social Chain lot for Steve's birthday. Went to Barbados. Where else? There was three, but I'm pretty sure I went to three different places on holiday. I just kept going. I'd just got a house extension for my kitchen, and my dad's lent me money for it. And I just remember ringing Dad saying, "Dad, I know I owe you money, but please can I go?" And he's like, "Yes, please do. Please just go," because they just were so worried about me. So I just spent that entire summer just jetting off here, there and everywhere and taking holidays and just kind of bringing me back to life. My friend moved in with me, really weird timing. She was coming back from London. She needed somewhere to stay. And she moved in with me, and she made sure I ate. She made sure we had home-cooked meals. And we just had a lot of fun. And it was just really the time when I focused on myself. And I don't think I've ever done that properly before in my life. It's never been a time when I've had a moment where I could really understand myself and what I wanted out of life. And I'll be forever grateful for everyone who helped me through that moment.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
2 years on now, I'm in a much better place, a lot more stable, a lot happier. I feel like I'm in a lot more control. But I actually feel like I'm a better person for going through what I went through, because I feel like I've got a better appreciation for the good moments in life. And I don't think I had that before. My big thing about going through this, the depression moment, was really appreciating amazing things when they happen and joy and happiness. And I think until you actually go through that, it's really tricky. You just go through life and you just expect to be happy. And then when that's taken away from you, and then you actually experience something like I did, finding happiness in things and appreciating that happiness has got a whole new meaning. And I don't think people talk enough about the benefits of going through something like that. People talk a lot about depression, but they don't actually talk about the fact that it actually gives you a whole new meaning to your life, and it makes you feel like you can do anything and you can appreciate anything, and your whole focus changes. And I've definitely put a lot more focus in my own sanity, crafting a space for myself with people that I want to be surrounded by, creating memories and doing things that I really want to do, saying yes to a lot of things just to create those memories. And it wouldn't have happened if I hadn't gone through that. The most recent thing to happen, though, is that I now feel like I'm ready to come off the tablets. I feel like I'm in a position where I'm feeling a lot better, and I started getting to the point where I was forgetting to take them in the morning. And before, it was such a crutch for me. I needed those tablets. I couldn't function without, whether that was a placebo effect or whether I actually needed them, I couldn't function without taking that tablet first thing in the morning. And up until recently, that's always been the case. But then I started to forget to take them in the morning. And I spoke to the doctor, and we've discussed ways of me starting to wean off them. Please don't just come off your antidepressants. Please speak to the doctor if you're thinking of doing it. And the way that we've done it together and the way we've agreed is that I started by doing one day on, one day off. Then I've gone to one day on, 3 days off. Then I've gone to one day on, 4 days off. And the journey that I've been through with that, I've actually been a lot better than I thought. I was really anxious about coming off them at first, and I'll talk a little bit more about that why in a minute. But actually, I've felt okay. There's been a couple of moments where my emotions have been very up and down, and I've cried a couple of times over things that I think I would have been a little bit more unemotional about when I was on the antidepressants. But also the weirdest thing, because I was looking on the internet for what happens when you come off them, because there isn't really any guidance on what happens to your body when you stop taking these tablets that affect your brain and the hormones and the serotonin in your brain. And there wasn't a lot to help. So I'm hoping that me speaking about my experience of it will help other people that might be going through the same thing. The weirdest thing that's happened to me is if I have jumped the gun a little bit and gone and left a too big a gap between taking them, I've had what I could only describe as glitches. So if you've seen Wreck-It Ralph, the film, and you know that when there's a glitch in the system, they kind of do a little like shudder and their body disappears and then they come back again in a millisecond. That's exactly what it feels like. You feel like you're in an out-of-body experience, or you're in a waltzer, and then you come back again a few seconds later. But that happens over and over and over again. And it's the first time I've ever experienced anything like that. And it's probably one of the weirdest things I've ever had. So now what I'm doing is I'm really trying to not go longer than 4 days off and one day on, because if I push it any further, I get the glitches and I feel really, really strange. So I think it's just monitoring those and knowing that that's okay if you do get the glitches. The final thing that I want to talk about is my fear and anxiety around coming off them. What I realised by going on antidepressants and going on sertraline is that I think I've always been an anxious person. Ever since being a child, going to parties or being at sleepovers when I was 10, 11, 12, I used to be sick in the middle of the night after doing it. And I think that's because I used to wind myself up so much and be dead anxious that my body physically, that's how it let it out. And I didn't realise that until I started taking these tablets. So I definitely used the tablets as a crutch in the last 2 years to help with a part of me that I didn't realise what it was. And it's helped me with talking on stage. It's helped me with doing this podcast. It's helped me meeting new people. That anxiety that I had before I did any of those things has disappeared because of the impact of the antidepressants. And my fear in now that I don't want to be putting them in my body all the time, but I think I could have come off them a lot earlier. I was just really nervous about stopping taking them with the impact that that would have on my work. Would it mean that when I'm doing podcasts that I would start to feel nervous and I wouldn't perform as well? When I'm standing in front of the team and I'm doing talks, giving them updates, would I not come across as authoritative because of my anxiety coming through? If I was doing a talk on stage, would I be so nervous that I wouldn't come across very well? All these things have been going through my mind when it comes to work and being, is it going to impact my ability to do my job as well as I have been doing in the last 2 years? The other things that really made me nervous was, are my friends and family going to see a difference in me? And are they going to want to spend as much time with me if I go back into a place where I'm super anxious? Or will it change my personality, meaning that I'm not the same person as I have been for the last 2 years? I'm now in a new relationship. I have been for about a year and a half. And it honestly went through my mind, will he still want to be with me if I come off these antidepressants? Because will it mean that I'm slightly different? And will that impact the relationship we've got? And all those things have really mounted up. And I think it took me longer to come to the conclusion to stop taking them because I was so nervous about what it would do to me, my relationship, my work. And so far, honestly, so good. I haven't had that anxiety back. I feel fine. I'm still happy. I haven't gone back into that place where I was 2 years ago. I'm going to have up and down days, but I'm really trying to manage the fun out of life and the things that I now know that are important to me in creating a life that I'm happy with. If I could say something to the Katie of 2 years ago, I would tell her that you are going to come out of this in such a better place than you were before this even happened. There is no doubt in my mind now that I am 100% a better person, a better daughter, a better friend than I was before I went through what I went through. So I would tell Katie of 2 years ago not to worry, because it's all going to be so much better. So I really hope that me talking about it openly in this forum will help other people. And it's not been easy, so I haven't gone into too much detail, but I really hope that what I have said today will help listeners out there know that they're not alone. So thank you so much for listening, and I wish you all the best.